talking a lot about your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And every morning I'm spending time listening to God, and he's actually telling me what to proclaim. And as I proclaim it, I can watch the news, and it's actually happening. If you'll listen, he'll talk. And we think, most of the time, we think in terms of prayer about what we need. I need. And that's fine. God loves to meet your needs. This is talking about what God needs. God needs a body. In Isaiah, he says, I'm looking for an intercessor. I'm looking for someone who will speak my words on the earth, who will speak in my behalf. Now, God could do it without us, but he won't. He's got to do it through you. And as the church wakes up, comes out of lethargy, out of apathy, and realizes this is a battle, this is a war, there's nothing easy about it. But we have the promise that we win, that God wins, and we're taking it one at a time. Okay? I'll just share some things, testimony. I can't tell you everything because that would take days. But one of the things was he had me speak that any illegal drugs trying to come into our country be exposed. That he would actually give the agents eyes to see what can't be seen. And that very day, they found that ship in Philadelphia with over $1 billion worth of drugs on it. Yeah. And he said, now speak against the sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. And so been doing that. And 2 or 3 days ago, they got that billionaire. But there's a whole lot more of them that are coming down. And God is going to destroy the industry.
Wow.
He's going to set the captives free. And he's coming down on unjust weights. People dealing not equal. And that's, of course, I've explained that to you. That comes from commerce. Commerce was, that was Lucifer's design in heaven. According to Ezekiel 28, when he came to earth, he brought it to earth. And through the sin of Adam, has dispersed that all over the earth. So commerce is evil. Business is good. God is for business. And by the way, it's not all negative because there's all of this positive. For instance, he says to me, bless the work of man's hands. And not just believers. Bless the work of every man's hands that they can find joyful employment. And everywhere I'm going now, they said, you can't believe the job I got. My dream job. This is just what... And one after another is talking about it. So we're blessing business. We're blessing homes. And I know I've mentioned it to you, but one of the things that we're doing... It's called all-inclusive. There are things that God wants to do that will bless everyone, for instance, in the United States of America. He wants to bless business, doesn't matter whether they're believers or not. He wants to bless homes, whether they're believers or not. And he wants to bless the crops of the farmers, whether they're believers or not. God causes the rain to come on the just and the unjust alike. And this is the love of God. And of course, then out of that comes the goodness of God revealed. And the goodness of God leads to
repentance.
And now people are being born again because they're seeing the goodness of God. So when we talk about making proclamation or proclaiming, what we're talking about is speaking on the earth in behalf of God. And Jesus has given us this promise, my word will not return void, but it will accomplish what I've sent it to accomplish. So when God speaks, you know it's going to happen. Okay? So let's look at these scriptures. He said, Matthew 10:27, whatever I tell you in dark, speak in the light. And what you hear in the ear, preach from the housetops. In other words, speak it out. Speak it out. Proclaim the word of the Lord. And as you do, it will come to pass. It will come to pass. And so it's listening. What did Jesus say? I speak what I hear my Father speak. That's what he's talking about. Jesus says, now my idea is my Father's idea. And so he's telling me and I'm proclaiming it. And as I proclaim it, it comes to pass. If the believers actually knew the power and authority that they have coming from God, by the Word of God, by the Holy Spirit, you would be so full of joy. You'd be shouting and shouting and shouting victory, because we have the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amos 3:7, surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals it, his secret to his servants, the prophets. Now, you think of a prophecy, most of you are thinking in terms of someone talking about the future, prophesying the future, but nowhere does it say that. It is speaking forth the will and purpose of God. So if the kingdom of God is going to come on the earth, it's going to be through the church speaking the word of God, the will and purpose of God. It's not out there in the future somewhere. God's doing it right here, right now, and he's taking over. This is the reason the Son of God was made manifest to undo, dissolve, loosen and destroy all the work the devil has done. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Remember when Jesus was in the boat and the storm came up? He was asleep and the disciples woke him up.
Yeah.
And he spoke to the wind, stopped the wind, and said to the sea, peace, be still. But it's not the word that we normally see in the Greek language for peace. Actually, what he said was, shut up. Stop. You're done. And there was peace. Anybody facing any storms?
Shut up.
It's time to tell them to shut up. You're done. He told me today, he said, I want you to speak over the news media. Because the news media, of course, has been proclaiming the bad news. That's nothing new. They've been doing it for many, many years. They're just getting vicious with it now. And I've been telling them, shut up. And then today God said, Now, I want you to separate this out, because I want you to stop the Antichrist spirit that is upon the news media, but I want to separate the news media people out, that they'll be born again and proclaim the good news. So God's going to change the bad news to good news, to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it will happen. It will happen, because that's what he said. And it will happen. Hallelujah. And so they have a big surprise coming. They don't know about it yet. That's already established in heaven. Good news in heaven, good news on the earth. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. This is fun. I don't know if you realize it or not. I love to wear. An old song Jesse and I sing every once in a while, for many who even came up with it way, way back. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a fight and not a game. Run if you want to, run if you will. I came here to stay. Hallelujah. I'm here to win. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. And you're here to win. And we don't need to just sit by. You know, so often we think, well, if I could just survive long enough, I'll either die or Jesus will come and take us out of here. No, that's not what God wants. He wants us to win. Fight and win. Fight and win. Bring the kingdom of God on the earth now. Hallelujah. Bring it to pass. This is, I know I tell you over and over, but this goes clear back to the beginning. Why did he create the earth? Now, he actually created it for his own dwelling place. They had to create man in his own image. Of course, man sinned, and then sin through Adam came to the whole world. But God's plan has never changed. God wants to live his life in and through people. Through people who believe. The kingdom of God isn't out there. The kingdom of God's in here.
Yes.
Jesus said the kingdom of God's inside of you. Hallelujah. The victory is inside of you. And out of your belly the mouth speaks. And so we realize the victory, we proclaim the victory that we have in Jesus Christ. And the church will take over. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The church is victorious. So don't just sit around and wait for something to happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Speak and speak and speak and speak. And listen. And speak. I have to reiterate this over and over, but I don't say anything out of my own desire, my own thinking. I don't even read the Bible and say, well, I'm going to speak this Bible verse. If God gives me a Bible verse, I speak it very forcefully, because I know the faith that is in the Word of God. But I don't do it just, let me see, I'll find a Bible verse and I'll quote it. No, I wait until God anoints that verse. And then he says, now. And you speak it. As I tell Nelson, I said, there's hardly any way to imagine how the church is supposed to function unless you think of the 144,000. If you think about the 144,000 Jews, 12,000 from each tribe, it talks about it in the book of Revelation, but they have all power, they have all authority, and they can't be killed. And guess what? They can't kill you either. Why? Because you can't kill a dead man. If you're already dead, crucified with Christ, Jesus said, don't worry about those that can take the body. Be concerned about him who is able to throw body and soul into hell. Don't worry about it. on average, 169 people are martyred every day for the cause of Christ worldwide. That's on average, 169. But they die praising God, and they become a witness. I think we probably went through this before, but Jesus said, "But you shall receive power." The Greek word dunamis, when we get a word dynamite. You shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. That's martyr. The Greek word is martis, martyr. You shall be my martyr. So we should be the living from the dead out here, that they can't kill us. We should have all boldness to speak the word of the Lord. I think of the Apostle Paul. Remember, on the road to Damascus, saw the light, heard the voice, went into Damascus, and a prophet was sent to him. And Jesus spoke to the prophet and said, "Now this is what I want you to tell Saul. Tell him what great things he will suffer for my name's sake." Hallelujah! Isn't that great? Isn't that a good calling? They're going to stone you to death. They're going to whip you. You're going to be shipwrecked. Yeah. Hallelujah! Because you're going to be a witness. Hallelujah. Mark 4:22, "For there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed." There is, well, let's put it in maybe some of today's problems. There is no unjust weight that won't be revealed. There is no gag order that will not be revealed. There'll be no sex trafficking that will not be revealed. There are no illegal drugs which will not be revealed. There is nothing hidden except to be revealed. Now, they have all kind of gag orders. They have all this. They say, "Oh, you're a Christian. You can't talk about this and this and this and this." Everybody else can talk because it's freedom of speech. God gave me freedom of speech. Hallelujah. And I'm speaking. And I'll keep speaking. So there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor anything been kept secret, but that it should come to light. So keep speaking, keep proclaiming. And all of this, all of the lies, fake news, all of this is going to all show up for exactly what it is. God's been showing me the upcoming election. He's going to have a lot of fun. He really is. He's been showing me some of the things that's coming up. And God is really, really, really going to have some fun. Because he's going to reveal all things. Everything is going to be exposed. The Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "Now, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit, and he will guide you into all truth." And of course, that Greek word that we translate truth also translates reality. So he's going to guide us into all reality. Our job, praise God, listen and speak. Praise God, listen and speak. Praise God, listen and speak. And God is going to expose everything by light. The darkness, it will be pushed back. Hallelujah. The Antichrist will be stopped. The beast will be stopped. I don't know if you realize it or not, but A lot of times people say, well, you know, they're trying to figure out who the Antichrist is. Well, you know, hey, number is 666. That's not in the Bible. It doesn't say the Antichrist number is 666. It says the number of the beast, separate from the Antichrist, is the Antichrist spirit, but it's the beast. That is 666, and by the way, there are two of them. And then there is the false prophet. So actually, you're dealing with four different things. You're dealing with the Antichrist spirit, the beast, and the false prophet. And they're all coming down. Hallelujah. Because, as the scripture says, he's going to destroy all the work of the devil. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. The thief has come to steal, to kill, and destroy. I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah.
Yay, glory.
That's what I say. Hallelujah. Okay, Matthew 16:19. This is from the Amplified Bible. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind that is declared to be improper and unlawful on earth must be what is already bound in heaven. That's not that way in your King James. It's as though it's us doing it. No, we're just doing what he's doing. See, if it's bound in heaven, we can bind it on earth. If it's loosed in heaven, we can loose it on earth. And this is tremendous power that we have. I know I shared with you back when we had little children, Jesse and I would take turns being in the nursery room at the Berean Baptist Church. The sermon and everything was piped in so we could hear it, but if the children acted up or cried or whatever, it didn't go out into the congregation. And it was my turn to take care of the kids, and we had a guest evangelist, and he was preaching, and so I was just kind of talking to the Lord and praying, and I looked over, and there was this one guy, and I could see he was under tremendous conviction of sin. But he wasn't budging. I said, Father, what do I do? He said, forgive his sin. I said, in the name of Jesus, I forgive your sin. That guy literally jumped out of the pew and ran to the altar. Do we have power to forgive sin?
Yes.
Does God forgive sin?
Yes.
If it's done in heaven, we can do it on earth. In that particular case, I did it when God said to do it.
Right.
Wasn't my idea. That was God's idea. And whatever you loose, declare lawful on earth, must be what is already loosed in heaven. And so we're downloading what God is doing. As Jesus taught us to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The will of God from the very foundation of the earth, from the time he created the earth, God wanted to live among us and live his life in us. And so what he's doing right now is downloading heaven to earth. And we're proclaiming that. As we proclaim it, it comes to pass. He's bringing his kingdom on the earth. What was the promise? The promise was, I will be your God. I will walk among you, and I will be your God. It's repeated throughout the Old Testament and throughout the New Testament. Promise is singular. The promise is, I'm going to come. I'm going to live my life in you. I'm going to live my life through you. I'm going to rule and reign on the earth through you. I'm taking over the earth. The earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof. I proclaim it every day. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Heaven is your throne, the earth is your footstool. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. This is the reason the Son of God was made manifest, to undo, dissolve, loosen, and destroy all the work the devil has done. In Adam all die, in Christ all were made alive. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord covering the earth as the waters cover the sea. Hallelujah. Matthew 6, 9 and 10, been quoting it all night. In this manner, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. He is holy. And when he gets done, everything he has done will be holy. So he is bringing holiness on the earth. He said, be holy as I am holy. Be holy because I am holy. Be separate. I think I mentioned to you last month, you know, all of the Antichrist people are, oh, we have to have separation of church and state. I can guarantee you they do not want separation of church and state. The only way they'll be satisfied is the annihilation of the church. And you take the church out, what's left? What would America be if there were no believers, no righteous people? What would it be if there were no righteous people in America? It would be destroyed. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, if you can just find 10. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of righteous in the United States of America and around the world. Okay. So pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. On earth. Where does he plan on doing this? On the planet he created. Where is he going to do it? Inside of the people he created. We're all just dirt. We're all just dirt. But I love it. The scripture says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. When you realize, and of course the word humble comes from the word humus, which is dirt. When I realize I'm just made from dirt, the only thing that's good in me is God, the breath of God, the Spirit of God. Jesus said the Holy Spirit's been with you, now he's going to be in you. Paul said, pray for me that I'll have a greater measure of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul said in Colossians 2, 9, and you too are filled with the Godhead bodily, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Right. Your kingdom come, your will be done. On earth and in earth. Because we're earthen vessels. In earth. Exactly the way it is in heaven. Okay, now we're going to turn to Jesus and we're going to look. We have two identical verses, they're pretty close to being identical. And I want you to look at these. Once you see this, you'll understand proclamation or proclaiming. Okay, you'll understand declaring. We not only need to proclaim, but we need to declare it done. Proclaim, declare. Proclaim, declare. Proclaim, declare. Okay, watch Jesus. Well, let's look at the prophecy first in Isaiah 61, verses 1 and 2. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. Can we declare vengeance? I reckon so. Good enough for this old hillbilly. Jesus said to declare vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes. Is there going to be disaster in your life? Yep. Got to be problems? Yep. But as you, I love all of the police officer cars. In God we trust. I love the ambulances. In God we trust. I love the fire department. In God we trust. Hallelujah. And our money says, in God we trust. Hallelujah. We don't trust in anything else. We trust in the true and the living God. But He will give you beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. One of the lost aspects of Christianity is joy. And Jesus said, I give you my joy. I want you to experience my joy. And the scripture says, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the Father on high. What did he see that gave him such joy? It says, he saw himself. In Jude, it said, he saw himself presenting us to the Father. And that's what brought him great joy. Hallelujah. So he gives us joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Some of you have gone through some really heavy things. But God is breaking up oppression. Everywhere, God is destroying oppression. In the Old Testament, when we look at the word righteousness, in the Old Testament, when he was referred to as the God of righteousness, it always referred to that he was for the oppressed. He was for those who were put down, for those who were being trumped on, taken advantage of. That he's always been the God of the oppressed. And by the way, this is just a little side thing, but the people who are finding real joy in their Christian walk, working in missions, working like city missions and whatever's near you, where there are people who are pressed down, oppressed, poor, and you go in, and God says, this is where I want to be. I want to be, I'm the God of righteousness, and I'm here to help people. You were asking earlier, what about all of the people coming into our country? You know, the immigrants, and the illegals, and if the church was the church it ought to be, we ought to be down there, loving them. Come on in. I know you've been oppressed, but we need you, but you need us, and you need Jesus. And so we're going to show you goodness. We're going to show you righteousness, peace, and joy, which is the kingdom. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. What would happen if... What was that? in the month of May, 144,000 or something like that came across the border. What if we were there and bringing them to Christ? What about all the Muslims coming in? What if we were there instead of hunkering down and, oh, please don't take our country away? No, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. I'm praying for all of the dreamers to become citizens and pay taxes. And they're trying to use this all as a political thing. We're going to give them all free housing, free food, free medicine, free education. Yeah, that lasts about a month. The nation would be broke. But do we have abundant life? Do we have eternal life? Do we have anything to offer? Does heaven have anything to offer? My question is, does heaven have anything to offer to those people? If we're going to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, is there anything in heaven they need? Do they need love? I guarantee what would happen. That Jesus would say, now we're clicking. Now we're into it. Let's do it. And he would give everything needed to love these people. And of course, I agree, you have to keep the criminals out or lead them to Christ. There ain't Saul of Tarsus in there. Maybe they need to be born again and become apostles. But God sees, my whole point is, God sees things a whole different than we do. And God's really excited about all of this. You may not realize it, but God is very excited. He's very excited to help you with whatever you're going through right now. And he's very excited to help them. Not just them. There's oppressed people all over. God aches for all of the sex slaves and all other slaves, all who are oppressed. And God's going to deliver the oppressed to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, planting of the Lord. That they'll be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he, got it? That he may be glorified. So if we're saying the glory of the Lord cover the earth as the waters cover the sea, how's it going to happen? Just like this, through us. Okay, now let's look at Jesus. This is Jesus' own words. This is God quoting Scripture. Okay? And by the way, one of the definitions of the word proclaim is to read out loud. To read out loud. Even when you're by yourself and you're reading the Bible, read it out loud. Read it out loud. Really makes a difference to read it out loud. Okay, so here's Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. You think he'd have fun down on the border? You think he might enjoy that? I kind of think he would. Have a whole army of people loving. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. God is setting captives free everywhere. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing that he's doing. But we need to keep proclaiming it. Day after day after day. Proclaim liberty to the captives. Liberty to the captives. That means communism has to come down. Socialism has to come down. Has to. Because they're the oppressors. We hear some of the politicians nowadays, oh, we're going to give free health care to everyone, pay everybody's education. And if you go back to the Marxist-Leninist thing of communism, the whole idea was for everyone to be equal. And yet, every country where communism has crumbled and they go in, they find that the leaders have been living in luxury all these years in hidden palaces while the people were starving to death. Communism will come down. And the gospel will be free to be proclaimed all over the earth. And by the way, there are places where people really can't get in to proclaim the gospel. What is wonderful is the scripture says even angels flying over. Can you imagine them trying to shoot down angels flying over preaching the gospel? Can you imagine some, by some scientific way, they might even have satellites that are spreading the gospel in places where you can't even get into. Hallelujah. Liberty to the captives, the recovery of sight to the blind. There's more to blindness than not being able to see with your physical eyes. God is going to remove the blindness. He got to remove the blindness from Israel, from the Jews. And they're going to see the Messiah. They're going to believe on the Messiah. We need to be proclaiming it now. Open your eyes and see. Open your eyes and see Jesus. He is the Messiah. And every day when you're proclaiming that, there'll be many, many, many more Jews that their eyes will be open, and there's so many now, and it's spreading quickly. All of a sudden, rabbis says, "He is the Messiah," and then they're going to tell others, and they're going to tell others. Okay, at liberty those who are oppressed. There again, all oppression will be broken. There'll be a day when there'll be no oppression. Because God is the God of righteousness. And He will bring it to pass. Our job is to worship Him. And to proclaim the word of the Lord. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. I proclaim that to be today. Right now. I believe today is an accepted day of the Lord. I'm not waiting for another 1,000 years or 2,000 years or anything, not even tomorrow. I am proclaiming today, this morning. I got up, first thing I did was began to proclaim, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Then He closed the book and gave it back to the attendant that sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on Him. All of the eyes were fixed on Him. Can you imagine? All eyes fixed on the church of the living God. The body of Christ. The true believers. Now there's a scripture It says, if we behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, you'll be changed into the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord. So if we behold the glory of God, we'll be changed into the glory of God. Understand what we're saying here? They fix their eyes. I've gone into homes, and most of it's been the women, sometimes the men, but they begin to tell me all the problems that they're having. And they want me to pray. I said, nothing doing. I'm not going to do that. Well, how come? I said, well, I know what your problem is. You're watching soap operas. And your life now, because that's what you've been beholding is in the television, the soap opera, and now your life is being changed from soap opera to soap opera to soap opera, and now your life is as messed up as the world turns. Or as the world burns, I don't know which one it was. If that's what you behold, that's what you become. If all of their eyes are fixed on you. I shared with you last month about the guy out in the park who was a Satan worshiper, clairvoyant, and he kept trying to talk people out of, or talking about lead somebody to the Lord. He tried to talk them out of it. Like Jesus said, you know, the bird there to pick up the seed. And anyway, I decided to go talk to him. I saw him sitting all by himself. And so I went over and sat down with him on the grass. And I know your name, but what are you? And he said, well, I'm a Satan worshiper. I'm a clairvoyant. And I said, well, I kind of figured that. I said, then what does a clairvoyant do? He said, well, I can look into your eyes and I can see everything about you. I said, well, that's wonderful. Look in my eyes and see what you see. He looked in my eyes and his eyes got huge. He said, I see Jesus. And of course, led him to the Lord and he received the baptism and the Holy Spirit. What are you beholding? Let the world see Jesus and their eyes, the eyes of all who were in the synagogue, were fixed on him. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But you have the scriptures there. I'm not going to try to finish this next month either. I have so much revelation coming to me that I don't want to spend extra time on something that we've covered because there's so much new stuff that's just downloading constantly. God's just downloading to me. Like, tell them this, tell them this, tell them this. The fact is, I think I could talk to you 8 hours a day, every day.
Yeah, I believe it.
And never get finished. But you get the idea. And please, though, do read the scriptures. Okay? Read the proclamations that are on the scriptures here. But I'll read the last one. Revelation 11:15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we proclaim your kingdom come, your will be done. Enjoy yourself. Come and fulfill all of your good pleasure by living among us. Not my will, but your will be done. Work in us both to will and to do for your good pleasure. For you created all things for your pleasure. Everything was created for your pleasure. Have pleasure now as you work upon the earth, working in the church, working in individual believers, working in the lost, working among the poor, distributing the gospel. Oh, come and live. Father God, come and live with us. Live in our homes. Live in our families. Live in our hearts. Come. Come, Lord Jesus. Maranatha, Maranatha, Maranatha. Come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we want Jesus to be the President of the United States. Hallelujah. We want Jesus to be the pastor of our churches. We want Jesus to be the Bible teachers. We want Jesus to be the evangelists. We want Jesus to be the prophet. We want Jesus to shepherd the sheep. Come, Lord Jesus. Walk among us. Live among us. And enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand up and just... let's do some proclaiming. Hallelujah. 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 We proclaim the kingdom of God to come upon the earth.
Yes, upon the earth. We declare it.
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We proclaim it now.
We proclaim it now.
Right now. We declare it done. Hallelujah. It can't be stopped. Can't be stopped because the word of God won't be stopped. So we declare it done. Finished. It is finished. Hallelujah. And now it all comes to pass. We speak against communism.
Yes, we do.
All oppression. And we bring it down. In the name of Jesus. I proclaim it done. His power broken. All oppression broken. By the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. We bring down commerce. You've come to steal, to kill, and destroy. You've come to rob. To take away people's good, hard-earned money. We come against all scams that are robbing people. We put a stop to the robocalls. In the name of Jesus. We break up and expose all unjust weights. We come against the pharmakia, the whole drug industry that's taking advantage of people. And we say you're done. You're finished. We declare you finished. You're not going to rob people anymore. You're done. We declare it to be so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the sex trafficking. We declare it to be done. In the name of Jesus. We shut down all abortion clinics. We shut you down. In the name of Jesus. And we declare it to be so. It's not a part of the kingdom of heaven. And therefore it has no place on the earth. We shut down all abortion clinics in the name of Jesus. We shut you down. You're done. You're finished. All the murder, done. No more murdering babies. In the name of Jesus, we proclaim it. The King of Righteousness has come to the earth. The kingdom of God, righteousness, peace, and joy come to the body of Christ. The kingdom of God, righteousness, peace, and joy has come to the United States of America. The kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace, and joy, is covering the earth now, taking over. Hallelujah. We proclaim it now. We declare it done. We declare it done. That it'll even show up on the newscast. Hallelujah. On the social media. It'll show up. For every day, Father, we see what you've done. And we rejoice. And we're going to continue to rejoice until all the work of the devil is done. All destroyed. All of it destroyed. In Adam all die. In Christ all will be made alive. Hallelujah. Kiyataha lebesha. Vadimadas salamakaya. Yato yapata katalama. Yapo diliya bokatale. Yamadu galasatalabakaya. We declare it. Hallelujah. Father, you are God of the universe. You are God of the atmosphere. Satan was the God of the air, God of the atmosphere. And Satan, you've been displaced by the glory of God. We declare it right now. The glory of God covers the earth. It changes the atmosphere from a negative to a positive atmosphere. And truth prevail. Truth prevail.
Truth be.
Truth prevail.
Truth be.
Truth prevail.
Truth.
Truth prevail. We declare truth prevail. We proclaim truth prevail. For you shall know the truth. And the truth will make you free. And if the Son makes you free, you're free. If the Son makes you free, you're free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. In the beauty of holiness. In this holy place. In this holy house. Worship God. Worship God. I speak peace over you now. I speak righteousness, peace, and joy over you right now. A new joy. A new joy. Waking up every day with a new joy. A new hope, a new expectation of the kingdom of God taking over the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, we worship you. Jesus.